It's hard sometimes to get your mind to focus on what really matters. We all have dreams, goals, and aspirations that threaten to fall by the wayside as real life gets in the way. Wouldn't it be nice to get away from it all? If not physically, then at least mentally and emotionally? Well, here's the good news. I'm going to help you do just that. Not only for the next 20 minutes, but possibly for a lot longer than that. Behind your eyelids is a very dark cave. It's black and deep. It has no beginning and no end. Allow it to open and to expand in all directions. Your mind is an endless place, completely boundless. It can hold an unlimited number of thoughts and ideas. Get comfortable inside yourself. Your mind will expand itself naturally. I'm going to fill up the corners that tend to stay silent. Penetrate all the nooks and crannies where that silence lives. I want them loud and live and screaming always. With the pleasure and shock of sudden orgasm. Uncontrollable, mind-numbing pleasure hides in the dark, lurking, waiting to come out and get you. Will you be prepared when it finally finds you? Or will you simply succumb? Thank you. Don't worry about it, though. It'll probably never happen. You're just consuming PE content like a madman all the time. Fantasizing about it. Wanting it so bad you can taste it. Maybe you've even asked around, questioning other guys who are into the fetish, wanting to know what kinds of results they're getting. But when you're finished listening to all my PE files, touching yourself ad nauseum, reading the research and the anecdotes, just to reassure yourself that it's really possible? I'm sure all those experiences just go right back into the recesses of your mind. Never to be seen or heard from again, right? Oh, so wrong. You see, once a thought takes hold, it never really leaves. It may recede or hide out, but it doesn't fade. Desires as powerful as achieving perfect premature ejaculation don't simply fade away. Do they even get quiet? When sex sells and it's being sold to you all the time, is there ever truly a quiet moment in your head? Either one of them, I mean. You see, the more you learn about PE, the more you want to learn. The more you learn about it, the better you become at it. And the better you become at it, the more addicted you get to it. Your preoccupation, or prejacupation, is the central focus of your sex life. Could you just imagine for a moment how much more exciting and fulfilling your sex life would be if you could come at the slightest touch? The slightest look or visual stimulus. The unpredictability of it would probably drive you insane. But maybe that would be the best part. Like I said, focusing on the things you ought to be focusing on can be very, very difficult. Your life is filled with responsibilities, distractions, and diversions, all seemingly designed to serve as sinks for your precious and limited attention span. Keeping up with all that you should be focused on is such a high-pressure endeavor with so little reward. May I propose to you a better way? Reach out your mind. rather than struggling and straining to keep your focus where it needs to be? How about effortlessly putting it where it wants to be? Right on your greedy, needy, aching cock. All around the clock, your cock yearns for attention. It practically screams for quick and violent release. But you can't provide that, because you spend most of your time tamping these desires down to focus on more things, more useless, needless things that can't compare to the reward of a blissfully wet, blindingly sudden, premature ejaculation. So why worry your pretty little head about them? All you need to worry about is how to beat your fastest speed, or whether you can bite your lip hard enough to stifle your groans as you come unexpectedly in public. Whether or not your girlfriend will be willing to stay with you once she discovers that your cock is oversensitive and completely ruined by repeated premature orgasms. These are your new problems. They may start to race about your mind like the old ones used to. But not to worry. Your mind is right where it's supposed to be. Obsessed with every pretty girl you see, and not only aching to come for her, but knowing that you can, in short order, without even being touched. You know, they say our lives are what we make them, and that what we think about, we become. If you think only of what you have to do, what you owe to others, or how to live up to someone else's standards, then that's all your life will ever be about. But if you could turn all or most of these thoughts around and make them about pleasure, then that's what your life will be. And you will be a man whose life is about pleasure. A walking, talking, nerve ending, a sexy, adventurous man enjoying the peak of his sexual capabilities. I'm picturing a scenario. Follow along with me, if you will. You wake up in the morning with morning wood. It's as hard and as eager as ever. Your first thought this morning, just like every other morning, is about premature ejaculation. How can you get the fastest, hardest, juiciest orgasm out of your cock right now, at this very moment? Now, once upon a time, this was a purely hypothetical question. You'd pontificate on just what it would be like, but found that you still needed porn and a considerable amount of time in order to get off. But those days are in the past, because that daily thought obsessed you so much that your body and mind finally figured out how to turn it into your reality. A consistent, joyous reality that forms the cornerstone of your pleasure. So you roll over, and you don't touch your wood. Not yet. Well, not at all, actually. You simply close your eyes and paint a pretty picture. You're standing on a sunny beach. The sand is beneath your toes. The ocean at your side. And in front of you is a gorgeous girl. Tiny waist, perfect legs, and the juiciest pair of firm, round tits that you ever did see. Your cock rises for her instantaneously. The speed and force of it make your head swim. You've never gotten so hard so fast. It couldn't have been more than a few seconds. She reaches for your hand and places it ever so lightly upon one of her perfect breasts. Your hand is not even near the nipple, and yet the moment your fingers touch skin, your vision goes white, and your knees buckle. Your cock leaps in your swim trunks like a fish out of water, whipping wildly as it fires off jet after jet of hot cum right into the fabric, soaking it through. You come in your fantasy just as you do in real life. And it only took about 20 seconds total. Then it's on to the shower, where you lather up your body and rinse it, careful to avoid your cock, saving it for last. It's still sensitive from the first orgasm. So when you're ready, it only takes a couple of seconds of concentration, focus, and the water pounding your cockhead before you're spurting again. You grab on tight to the wall while the pleasure has its way with you. The water carries your load down the drain. As you finish up, it actually takes a lot of willpower and concentration not to come a third time. And then, as you go about your day, your mind can't help but wander to the incredible 2, almost 3 climaxes that you had earlier that morning. You think about them and all the other ones you could have before the day's out. It's hard to look people in the eye or focus on necessary tasks for all your preoccupation, or shall I say, prejaccupation. You had a couple of close calls, seeing beautiful women on your way to and fro. And a couple of bathroom trips turned urgent in more ways than one, when shaking the piss off of your dick tip suddenly turned into 1, 2, 3 strokes and then coming abruptly in the toilet. You were a nervy, spacey, cummy mess all day long. But you wouldn't have had it any other way. By the time you crawl into bed that night, you've lost count of all the premature ejaculations that you've enjoyed. Your cock is so painfully sensitive, and your nerves so frayed, that you know you ought to give it a rest. But you're needy, and you're horny, and coming is so easy that you absolutely can't help but sneak in just one more. So you grab the nearest pillow, and you place it beneath your hips so that you can thrust against it. Your cock has barely had any time to adjust, any time to get hard, before you're fucking that poor pillow with abandon. For all 10 seconds that it takes for you to have an explosive ejaculation. And all you really had to do was think about it. That sounds like life, doesn't it? And the good news is that you're already on your way. P.E. stays at the top of your mind even now. And imagining this perfect day I've just sketched out for you, it's only going to make it so much worse. You want that day. You need that day with every fiber of your being. And you'll almost certainly have it, because now you're thinking about it. Now you're desperate. Now you're obsessed. Now you're completely preoccupied. I'm glad you've joined me today, and may I extend my preemptive congratulations on your very messy, very cummy future. I hope you've got plenty of pairs of clean shorts.